Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's emerged that some children are not being seen for their crucial child developmental checks. The HSE only gathers limited data on these assessments, and parents in some parts of the country find it hard to access these appointments at all due to what might be called a postcode lottery. Our reporter Stephanie Roan is with me now. Stephanie, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
First of all, what are these child developmental checks?
Okay, well, I'm a mum, you're a dad, and we know that becoming a parent is absolutely terrifying. You're sent out of the hospital, you're sleep deprived, you're overwhelmed, and you're in charge of keeping this young, tiny, teeny person alive. And it's terrifying, especially when they're babies and they can't walk or talk, and you are constantly doubting yourself, wondering, like, is this normal? Is she eating enough? Does he weigh enough? Should he be walking by now? Does he have enough words? You know, are they alert enough? I could go on. And there are 5 free developmental health checks from when a child is born up until they're around 5. And these just allow a health professional to check in with parents and their babies to make sure their child is healthy and they're developing quote unquote normal. So there's one at 3 months, one at around 9 to 12 months, one at 2 years old, one at 4 years old, and then a final one in junior infants. It's a universal service for every child in the country. It's free. Crucially, I didn't know this because I attended all of them. You don't actually have to go to them, but the majority of parents do and like to go to them.
Now, the figures about these tests and how many are being carried out nationally.
So I have figures and I don't have figures, basically. We put in a Freedom of Information request to the HSE, and they explained that the only national data that they collate on these checks is the 9 to 12 month one. So I've data for that one and not the others. And when I looked at it first, I thought, oh, look, it's quite good. It's 86% of them were carried out nationally last year. But that is the only data they collate. So we've no idea how many people are attending for the other checks at a national level. And then when you dive deeper into the figures, you discover it's a complete location lottery. We found numerous areas are having very few or no tests carried out at all. For example, if you look at Dublin, over 3,400 children didn't have the 9 to 12 month check carried out last year, particularly bad in the west of Dublin, where 1,000 children didn't have it. And the HSE has confirmed to me there are similar issues in pockets of Kerry, North Cork, Wexford, Cavan Monaghan, Sligo and Leitrim. Now, I've been speaking, Pat, to parents who've been affected by this, and I first spoke to Remy Rayett. She's a 20-month-old son and she lives in Crumlin in Dublin, and she's actually just around the corner from a brand new primary care centre on the Armagh Road. But despite this, she's been finding it difficult to access the service, even though it's 5 minutes from her house. The only check she had is a 3-month one, and she got that simply by sitting in a waiting room until someone eventually saw her.
It was like a new mom's, my first child. I was obviously very worried that, you know, not that there was anything wrong with my child, but I did want those checks, you know, to just be everything checked off and be told, okay, your child's fine, you know. We received a letter from the Armagh Road Centre saying, look, we just don't have the capacity. If there's anything wrong with your child, go and see a GP. I've got a friend who, and this is obviously not the way you should be doing it, who sent me some checklist from the UK. And she was kind of like, just make sure he's doing this and doing that. But, you know, there are professionals doing this for a reason, you know. These tests should be done by a professional. Like, the public health nurse I did see at 3 months was lovely. She was brilliant at what she did. And she really did apologize. She was like, we just don't have staff. But I'm like, so you spent all this money on this amazing new centre, but no one to work in it. I'm not sure of the ins and outs of the centre, but I was just surprised at that obviously so much money had been put into building this amazing centre, and yet there's not enough people to care for the community.
You've been speaking to another dad who's in a similar situation.
Yeah, so usually the public health nurses have been telling me it's the mums that go to the appointment, but some dads do too. And I've been speaking to Robert Vard, and he again highlighted to me it's a postcode lottery. So he's a four-year-old son, and he's now four, but he was born in Wicklow. They got their checks there, absolutely no bother. Then they moved to Dublin and issues started to arise, particularly when they tried to get the two-year-old checkup, and they fell into what Robert describes as a bureaucratic black hole.
We put in probably a dozen phone calls because there's no email address. It was only a phone call or a fax machine. And I'd say we put in about a dozen phone calls, and oftentimes there was no, it would just ring out. Occasionally we would get someone on the phone. And again, the excuse we got was, oh yeah, we've just moved all the boxes up. His file is probably in a box somewhere. And you're like, that's great. But like, can we actually schedule an appointment, please? In the end, that two-year health check never happened. And time came around for, you know, the four-year check. We got an appointment for that. My wife took him to that. And my wife just asked, does it not show that he did not have a two-year developmental check? So, you know, overall, this is a kind of disappointing experience. You know, Oscar, like, thankfully, never gave us cause for alarm in terms of, like, hitting developmental milestones. But that's what it's there to catch. And we were just lucky. To my mind, in this day and age, to not have an email address, not to have some kind of shared inbox where you could, in writing, say, look, you know, here's the facts. Could somebody get back to me?
Now, what about the public health nurses themselves? What are they saying?
Well, I have to point out, Pat, that most of the parents I spoke to, they spoke extremely high of the public health nurses and the job they do. They said they're so nice, apologetic, trying to help. And I met with one public health nurse to understand the job more. Her name is Vivian O'Reilly, and she's based in Donnybrook Primary Care Centre in Clonskee, and she's been at this 24 years. And she told me it's not just the assessment in the room. She said as soon as she meets the mother and child in the waiting room, she's looking at everything. The bond with the baby, how the mum is doing, if the child is babbling away with mum or dad, are they looking at mum and dad? And she said then they go into the assessment room for the official check, and she explained what she's looking for.
Well, first of all, the overall appearance of the child. We're looking that the child is interacting and engaging with us, and then we're checking to see, you know, is the child responsive to sound? Is the child starting to babble, talk? How is the interaction between the mother and the baby? Because that tells an awful lot. And as well as the child health, we can see from the maternal health as well with regards to the interaction between the mother and the child. Then we're looking at their gross motor and their fine motor movements, ensuring that they're actually starting at that age, starting to sit up, starting to crawl, starting to move. You know, every child is loved by their parents, and that's all really that is the parents' biggest responsibility, is to love and support their child. It's our role to screen.
In your 24 years, like, have you ever seen a case just when parents come in or they think things are okay and that you've had to say, you know, intervene and steer them on a path that they needed?
Unfortunately, I have. You know, it's not always easy if parents, you know, haven't realised it themselves. But that's where we genuinely would use a softly, softly approach to begin with, and to try and ascertain from the parents what their understanding is, because it can be quite daunting for parents bringing a child into a developmental assessment, because this is because they're little human beings, and unfortunately they don't always perform on cue, which is why oftentimes that we would bring, we would send out an ages and stages questionnaire to the parents beforehand, because as I often say, it's like bringing a car to the NCT. We worry about the car for the NCT and it's only metal, whereas your child is a little human being, and this could affect, you know, how they go further in the future and develop into a functioning adult.
So, Stephanie, how crucial are these developmental checks?
They're really important. And everyone will say to you, early intervention is key, that catching something in a child early can ensure they receive the help, support, surgery they may need. I've been speaking to Dr. Pamela O'Connor, and she's a consultant neonatologist paediatrician with the Coombe Hospital. And she said that the public health nurse is a vital link between the public and the wider medical community.
Child development checks are so important to be instituted early, because the brain really is not developed fully at birth. And in fact, it's not fully developed until after the first 2 years of life. So this is a critical period for a child, for a baby, in developing and understanding their surroundings and in coping with living and interacting. And, you know, the public health nurse in particular provides the most invaluable service for developmental screening because they have, I suppose, a connection with the family. You know, they pick up things like babies that are failing to thrive, are not absorbing their milk properly, are not able to feed properly. They could have a neurological condition, or indeed they could have a condition related to their motor development. You can also pick up a mom who's suffering from postnatal depression, who's really struggling and needs help. And I suppose her illness will affect the baby often, and bonding is affected.
That's Dr. Pamela O'Connor from the Coombe Hospital. So finally, a few questions, Stephanie. Do we know what the issue is in the HSE about this, why the checks are not being carried out, and in fact, why we don't even have all the data that we really require?
Well, as I said, the HSE at present, they don't collate the data on four of the five checks. And it says it does plan to do this and incorporate this in the future as everything becomes more digitalised. So, but at the present, we really have no idea what happens to children nationwide after the 9 to 12 month check and how many are getting them. And as for the parents who are struggling to access the checks, staffing seems to be the main reason. They just can't get the nurses, particularly in Dublin, and people go on leave and they're not replaced. I've been speaking to Maeve Smith, and she's the Director of Public Health Nursing in Dublin South East, who admits recruitment is a major issue.
There is absolutely no doubt that staffing is a challenge, as in across an awful lot of public services, particularly in our urban areas where we have our cost of living and housing crisis. Attracting staff to stay and spend time in our services is difficult because of the affordability of rent and mortgages and getting housing to stay. We are actively supported by our local HR and national HR in recruitment process. We had a 100% increase in applications for the public health nursing course this year. So we're really hopeful that we'll see a trajectory of improvement in staffing, particularly for those areas that were hit hard with staffing.
And that was Maeve Smith, Director of Public Health Nursing in Dublin South East. And she ends that report from Stephanie. Stephanie, thank you very much for all of that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.